This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado is in the midst of a fourth wave of COVID-19 pandemic as state health officials today hand over regulations to local counties. Incident Commander Scott Bookman says the case rates and hospitalizations all have climbed even as vaccinations have ramped up.
As people are waiting their turn to get this vaccine, and as some of our restrictions began to relax, it is really important to know that testing can help slow the spread of this virus.
Bookman says as vaccine rates have gone up, testing rates have gone down. More than 80 free COVID-19 testing sites do remain open statewide.
Control over some COVID-19 restrictions now rests in the hands of local governments. And in El Paso County, leaders are opting not to adopt any restrictions beyond what the state still has in place. County Commission Chairman Stan Vanderwerf earlier this morning on KRDO's Morning News says it comes down to personal responsibility.
We just ask people to be careful. We are interested in making sure our community remains safe, but we're also very interested in ensuring that all our businesses are open.
Restaurants, retail shops, and other businesses across the county can go back to 100% capacity as part of the continued statewide health order. Masks are required until at least May 3rd, and social distancing is still required at any indoor event with more than 100 people. Pueblo County, meanwhile, will have restrictions in place as the county's health board adopted similar restrictions to the state's former dial framework. Public Health Director Randy Evett said more restrictions aren't out of the question.
What the Board of Health approved was that we would adopt the dial as it is, the dial framework. Our county would remain in yellow, which is where we are today, although our numbers are truly creeping towards orange, to be honest with you.
Evett did say, unlike the previous state dial, their decisions will now be based more on hospitalizations than on case numbers.
Well, we're also hearing more from patients who received their first dose of the coronavirus vaccine from the Dr. MoMA Health and Wellness Clinic. That clinic is under investigation, leading to more than 7,000 wasted vaccine doses. Many patients said that they felt uneasy on site and the clinic was disorganized. Now, with their doses of the vaccine being considered invalid by the state, patients like Bridget Rogers aren't sure what to do next.
I called my doctor who said, do not start over. And now I'm getting an email from the health department on Tuesday night saying you should start over.
UC Health and Centura Health here in Colorado Springs will provide vaccinations to those patients who received those now invalid doses. The state also recommending affected patients to receive an extra shot of the vaccine.
The head of a Colorado Springs charter school is apologizing for a high school assignment that was criticized as offensive and racist for focusing on a controversial word. A teacher at James Irwin Charter High School assigned what was called an N-word journal to students Monday. The assignment was apparently meant to gauge how students felt about the use of that word in popular culture and in classic novels. The CEO of the charter school says he pulled the assignment as soon as he learned about it. He said in a letter to parents yesterday that he and the teacher were deeply sorry and that the school will be reviewing all future assignments by that teacher to make sure they're appropriate.
One person was hurt after an attempted break-in at a medical marijuana dispensary in northeast Colorado Springs. The suspect tried to get into the store by driving their vehicle into the building, but was unsuccessful. A citizen tried to help the suspect, who was shot. The victim taken to an area hospital. Their condition is yet to be released. That suspect still remains at large.
Alrighty, happy Friday, everybody. We have seen about 4 inches of snow accumulate in Colorado Springs. A little bit more than that as you head north, and we're going to hold on to some slick roadways through the early afternoon, but we'll be clearing out slightly as we head into the evening. Looks like another round of snow showers and maybe a few rain showers on the lower elevations for our Saturday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Andy Stein.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.